Tribe, there's pee in the dating pool. Are you single and ready to mingle? Or are you married and ready to mingle? All of it. That's the pee that's in the dating pool, actually. Today, we're talking about online dating apps. What are your preferences? What are some of the difficult conversations that you have? How successful are you with online dating? Do you get ghosted often? Do you bring up sex on the first date? Maybe you need a dating coach. Maybe you need an online dating coach. Check out this episode right now and share us with a friend. Believe it or not, I don't like to go sexual, especially on the first date. It's just a little too much.
Yeah,
I will say, we did an episode one time and it was like, what's the freakiest thing you've ever done?
Yes.
I remember that being so fresh in my mind that I did ask that to somebody on the first date, and I had to make sure that I wasn't going to judge them after it, because it was super, it was a lot, and I wasn't expecting it. You know, homeboy said he went to a sex party that was full of transsexuals.
Oh, wow.
And I was like,
you brought up that question?
Oh, why did you be just like, and I said, God, you know what? That's the root chakra. I'm supposed to be here right now. I was supposed to ask that question because that is a red flag for me. That's a flag on the play. And I literally asked him more questions. I was like, so did you participate?
Why is that a flag for you of all people? Why is it a flag for you?
The Sophisticatedly Ratchet Podcast is a roundtable, conversational podcast that gives a voice to the Black experience.
Millennials from New York City, sharing our views on Black lifestyle, culture, relationships, religion, and current events.
Here at SR, we strive to give our listeners the real in the world of fake.
Worldly professionals with class that also know how to switch it up.
Now let's talk our wild shit.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing? Okay. Is that what we're doing? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
All right.
Live.
Back at it again.
Hey, Tribe.
Back at it again.
All right, Tribe. Welcome back to another episode. I'm your girl, TJ, the Unicorn Gemini, and I bring duality to the podcast. I love my sprinkle. Happy Wednesday, Tribe. I am here with my crew.
Ooh.
I'm going to start it off with Flash, the Philosopher, Dark Chocolate, Beard King, Represent King.
Ooh.
Look at that. You know what? I believe in the words of Ricky Bobby. If you're not first, you're last. So I'm glad you introduced me first, TJ. I appreciate you.
Anytime, King.
Let's see what. Today, I am the man that believes that you only have a connection for things that you have compassion for. Okay, it's your boy Flash, the Philosopher. It is he, is me, is I, gang, gang.
Yo. Good,
buddy. All right. And next we have the Spew God, Drip Drip. What up, Mash?
Ain't shit. What's good, Tribe? Shit boy Mash, aka Spew God, Drip Drip. Please say the Drip Drip.
Drip Drip.
Gang, appreciate you. For those who don't know, Spew is an abbreviation for spreading positive energy wherever. And as a Spew God, it's my job to enrich the lives of everybody that I meet. My pronouns are Drip Drip, and I'm happy to be here, Tribe. Let's get it.
And I would not be able to mess this up, okay? So the third person that I'm introducing is going to be Lil Mo, BX Finest. Everybody, if y'all listening, y'all know what to do. Whether you're driving or not, put your X's up.
Put your Wakanda's X's in the air.
You at your desk, put your X up.
Every day.
For my sis,
Lil Mo. 10-2.
Yes, thank you, sis.
Uptown, baby. Uptown.
And if it wasn't for the Bronx, hey.
You know what?
Hello, Tribe. Of course, as you guys always know, it's your girl, Lil Mo. I hail from Co-op City, Section 5. Don't ever zone my shit. I represent everything. Bronx. Why not?
She said what she said.
I said what I said.
We love that for you, sis. We love
Thank
that
you, sis. I appreciate that.
Did you see
that.
Cardi B's new episode or new
promo video
for her
promo?
Well, yeah, she was doing a promo and she was on $1 million worth of game.
Yes, I saw
Wallow.
That. Mm-hmm. And they said they love her authentic self.
Yes, and they asked her. They said, you know, which one is the dirtiest borough? They be saying the Bronx is the dirtiest and all this other stuff. And she was like, to be honest. is when you in Manhattan where you see all the rats. Mm. It don't be the
wrong. Thank you. In Harlem, I'm telling you.
They be you know, in the garbage cans and in trash cans or trash bags on the street. As you walk by, you scared to walk by. You don't do that in the Bronx.
Manhattan is the only borough where I've had a rat run over my foot. Like he ran out the sewer, ran onto my foot. You know, he skedaddled back a little bit and then he ran back in the sewer. And I was like, that just happened. That's wild.
And no shade. And we're going to move on after this. But no shade. Me and TJ went to school in Harlem. And there was times when we would walk up, we had to walk three blocks, and that whole block would smell crazy because of the trash.
It was disgusting.
So it was just, I'm just saying, but y'all want to talk about the Bronx, but I agree with you, Cardi B, as a fellow Bronx Knight to a BX finest, I agree. I agree it's Manhattan.
Okay, and last but not least, I love when we introduce this guy, because he has different names for every week. But this week, we're going to call him Shake the Wanderer, America's favorite. What?
Usually,
you're the reformed F-boy, right? So the RFB. Go ahead. Let us know who you are.
Give my man a shout.
Yo, what it do? What it do? It's your boy Shake. Y'all already know who it is. Hi, Mr. HSD. Mr. RFB. That's right. Let's get it. I'm here for the episode, ladies. Gentlemen, let's go.
All right.
Thanks for the applause.
That was for Shay. Okay. That was for you.
Well, I was showing, so I'm going to just take the credit. Anyway, this segment is called No Bad Days, Tribe. Let him cue my music. Or our music.
Yes.
It's going to be a great-ass day. Because I said it was going to be a great-ass day. I won't accept nothing else. Nothing bad will enter my day. Say that shit like you mean it. Howling. No bad days. Not a one.
Look, I know you expected TJ to come in and just, you know, spew her energy, but I'm stealing her vibe right now. Okay, I'm stealing her shine, but I will be combining
sharing
powers.
It. I'm giving it willingly. Yes.
Woo, I'm that's sharing what I like to you. Hear. Give it to me willingly. That's right, you women. Stop trying to fight me, all right? But you know what we're not going to fight today? We're not going to fight the root chakra. That's right.
Okay.
You know, and when I think about this, this is actually what I meditated on this morning. Usually when I meditate, I always try to pick a chakra and I focus on it. And today I definitely focused on the root chakra. And if you're not familiar with the root chakra, you need to go check out the color of TJ's shirt because it's represented by that red color. Okay, that red aura. You know, we love red. Yes, we like TJ doing things as well. But yes, we know that it's located near the base of your spine. I call it the gooch. Some call it the perineum. Some call it the, what's the muscle that you got to do? The kegel. All right. You strengthen your kegel. Through all of this type of stuff too. And I know you want to know, what does the root chakra do for us? All right. Well, number one, I think the root chakra is great if we want to focus on our security in the world. All right. And granted, we want to make sure everything's balanced, but this one is for feeling grounded, feeling secure. We use this chakra when we need to feel safe. And, you know, if we ever need to feel support, this is a chakra that we also want to tap into as well. You know, when we focus on the root chakra, you know, like I said, it's about survival and all that good stuff. But I think it kind of is something that also helps us create better boundaries for ourselves. You know, sometimes you got to tell motherfuckers no. You know, we had to tell Shake no not too long ago before this episode. And you know why? It's because we were all grounded in our root chakra. You know what I'm saying? We about this survival shit. Okay. So, but you know what else? And the reason why the root chakra is great as well, speaking of that, is because it represents willpower and determination. All right. So the better that you're kind of in touch with this chakra will emphasize how much willpower you have in something or the ability to see something sustain its lifetime for what it's supposed to be. So yeah, that's a bit of a breakdown.
Can I add something?
Of course you can, because we're combining powers.
One to twin powers. But just to make it a little bit more practical for you, Tribe, the root chakra is you feeling grounded. You're exactly where you're supposed to be in this time, in this moment, in this phase of your life. Whatever's happening in your life, it's supposed to happen. You're supposed to be here. And your experiences is what makes you feel steadfast because you learn from it. It's the lessons. Like it's your knowledge. It's your wisdom. So just to make that feel a little bit more practical for you, Tribe. And I'm going to ring the singing bowl after that. Thank you for sharing that, Flash. So everyone, go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. And we're going to hold it for 1, 2, 3, 4, and exhale. Drop your shoulders down. Thank you for giving yourself that time, Tribe. You're at choice. No bad days.
No bad days.
Wishing you a great day and a great week, Tribe. Now we're going to move it over to...
What we doing?
The Reform Fuckboy.
Hey.
Shake the Wanderer with the Word of the Week.
Word of the Week.
Word of the Week. Hey.
Give us something good.
Word of the Week.
I want to learn today. I want to learn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, what it do, it's your boy Shake, and I am here to bring you today's Word of the Week, all right? And today's Word of the Week is ebullient, okay? Ebullient means full of enthusiasm, excitement, or fervor, or high-spirited, okay? And let me spell it for our audio listeners. That'd be E-B-U-L-L-I-E-N-T, ebullient, all right? Ebullient, hold on, let me just double check this.
What, the definition?
No, his sentence.
Okay, ebullient is an adjective, okay? Uh-huh. I'm going to use it in a sentence right now, okay? I felt really ebullient when my boss told me that I got the raise that I had been hoping for. Ebullient.
Mm. Yes. Okay.
Okay. That's fine. I got one. A couple invited me into their bedroom to be a bull, and I was ebullient about that.
Okay.
It works.
That was a very slow sentence. You have to say it to someone really slow. But okay, we take it.
Cuckolding 101.
Spoko corrente.
All right, Tribe. Thank you so much for that, Shake. Thank you so much for that. Tribe, can we do something different? Well, we do this, but let's get back to this. If you hear us say the word and they used it correctly, let's take a nice little sip.
What are you drinking on?
And if you smoking, take a little soak. Pull. Okay, that's the word, pull. I don't smoke.
A toke, inhale.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Let's get this episode started, Tribe. And if you save this episode for the weekend, make sure you get your girlfriends or your guy friends to listen to this, because we're talking about relationships, we're talking about dating, and we're talking about pee in the dating pool. Mm-hmm. Tribe, are you single? Are you married? Are you in a relationship? Are you in a situationship? What's your status? Remember on Facebook, we used to put in our status, ASL. And it would be...
It's complicated in a relationship.
That's right. Yeah,
it's complicated.
Remember that? Yeah. I'm taking it back, Tribe. All right, so let's go down a list. Flash, tell the Tribe your status, your relationship status.
My relationship status is in love with myself, but if I had to like break it down to normal human terms and shit, I am a single man. That's my marital status. That's what I file my taxes with.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing. And what about you, Mash? Spew guy, drip drip.
You know what's crazy? This nigga Shake threw me to the wolves just now because I didn't put myself next. He definitely moved my
I didn't move you.
Did he?
I definitely didn't move you.
Somebody moved me. It wasn't me. I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
So, ladies, he's in a relationship.
Taken. All right.
And then let's move it on over to Shake the Wanderer. What's your status on Facebook?
I'm going to be like Mo in this situation. I'm going to hold up two cards. in a relationship.
I'm taking.
It's complicated. So. In a relationship. No, I'm holding
on. Oh, no, that's how she does her burner questions. Yeah, yeah. She's very
right. Indecisive. Like, two burner question cards. Yeah, you're right. And it's really supposed to be. Yes.
All right, let's go to Lil Mo. So the fellas know what Lil Mo is about.
Yes.
What are you putting in your Facebook statuses?
My Facebook status remains the same as it's on. If you check Facebook right now, and it says, in a relationship.
Oh,
that's what it says. Okay. That's what it says on Facebook. Okay. But that's, I've never changed my Facebook status. Facebook from years
really?
From years
ago. How long has that been up? How long has that been up?
Since
over 10 years?
Over 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Never. Yeah.
Would you say you've been in a relationship for over 10 years?
No.
You just haven't changed it?
I just haven't changed it.
You just haven't changed it.
I just never changed it. I just left it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever stalked somebody and you saw a little bit of turbulence in their relationship and you be waiting for their relationship status to change
Oh yeah, that's how you start. Yeah, that's how you used to be. Then they start jumping in there like, hey big head,
what's up?
Hey big head, what's up?
Hey big head, that's right, that's
hey big.
Like, does Facebook still put it in like a whole post like, oh shit, you know, XYZ,
this person changed their status to single?
I don't think so. I don't even be on Facebook like that.
So they used to put that on blast and shit, so they know the world know that you lonely again and shit.
Like the update, status update.
Oh yeah, the update,
right?
Yeah, like they can see when you change your stuff. Yeah.
Like the notifications of it. Yeah.
I feel like the Facebook, Instagram family they have heard our cries. And they've made a lot of changes.
They ain't trying to fuck up relationships.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Remember, chicks used to be able to see everything you like, too. Like, that was too much, too. Like, y'all doing too much.
You're ruining relationships.
They don't even see everything I'm liking. But now all you see is your nigga like this and everybody else. Like, they'll see...
That's a little too much still. That's a little too much still. That's a little...
Your nigga like this and everybody else.
That's a little too much still. I still wish we could change the parameters on that a little bit.
Anyway, so regardless, tribe, relationships are work. So
what your status was?
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Mo. So yeah, my status, I am single and ready to mingle. I am in relationship with self. And I'm looking for a partner that has a strong relationship with self and is emotionally intelligent. Man, I have a list. And we're going to talk about that today in this episode because there's a lot of pee in the dating pool, tribe. But anyway, let me get back to what I was going to say. Whether you're married, I was speaking to some of my married friends and they're telling me that like that shit is for the birds because I'm like, being single is for the birds. And she's like, being married is for the birds too because it's a lot of work.
Thanks.
Relationships are a lot of work, tribe. Whether it's a relationship with your intimate partner, your friends, or your family, it's really important that you sit in with yourself and ask yourself what you need. And then I'm asking you, even if you are in a relationship, do you see yourself, are you settling?
Right.
Do you think you're settling in your relationship? Do you feel like you're getting all your needs met? Do you feel like you are setting boundaries for yourself and holding your boundaries secure so that they get respected in your relationship? And if you aren't, like, are you scared to get back into the dating pool because there's so much pee in it? Like, what's coming up for you? These are some questions that I wanted to ask you. And if your relationship, and I'm not telling you the grass is always greener. I am just saying that if your relationship needs work, put the work in. If your partner's willing to do the work, then that, you know, that matters, right? Get counseling because there's pee in the dating pool. That's all I want to say. I have some stats for you, tribe. So I did a lot of research before I felt comfortable bringing this episode to you. I watched a Netflix show. It's a movie called Love Guaranteed. And it literally talks about all of the dating apps that are out there in the universe and how they're like offering so much. Did you know how much these dating apps pull in revenue in 2022? Over $5.3 billion.
Wow.
Nice.
That's in millions, but we in billions.
No.
Okay.
No, billions. TJ. And it's worldwide.
TJ.
It's worldwide. TJ. Yes.
I've curated a list of mad apps. I don't know when I'm going to get to Unleashed on this episode, but I want to talk about all these apps. But yeah,
maybe we'll have a whole separate interview for it. But I did a lot of research, being committed to provide you with education, entertainment, and information, which is what we do here at the Sophisticated Podcast.
Some of them.
And shake facts. Yeah, and shake facts. And so I asked the internet, find me the best cities that, you know, singles should be in.
Okay.
Where are people having the best luck? And it said,
is that the AI telling you where to go date?
It's, yeah, it said Las Vegas, Denver, Atlanta, Austin, Milwaukee, New York, New Jersey, Miami, and Seattle. And according to Wallet Hub, it said that Seattle is the best because it has a huge singles social scene. They have a lot of restaurants, social clubs, venues for meeting other singles, attractions, outdoor activities, community well-being. And another statistic is that the cost of living in Seattle is low. And so to go out and have a dinner for two people is actually affordable compared to other cities. Okay. So depending where you're living, Tribe, dating has a lot of factors that take place. It's your income. It's what's in your area. It's what you're doing tonight, your accessibility. And a lot of people who have been going to dating apps, I feel like this is the new way of, or the new era of dating. It's convenient. What are some of the good things about dating apps for you guys?
I think it's something you could do on the go. Like you're not, I would say people, it's on a mobile device. So you're checking in, you're sending whatever messages you're sending. So I think it's a little easier as per really like being, so for example, going out every day to literally meet somebody. You may not have to do that because now you have
people
the
are
app
working from just, home.
Right, people, right. So you're literally, okay, let me send a message to this one. Let me send, we matched here. Let me send a message to this one. And you're continuing to talk to that person until you are ready to go out on a date. Instead of just going out every day in hopes of meeting somebody, you're kind of setting that up now. And, you know, and having conversation before you go out. So I would say it's convenient. That's what it is. It's more convenient.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have anything else to say?
As far as what we said, dating apps and if you like them.
Yeah, yeah. Like what do you feel like some of the perks of having it, you know, like dating through a dating app?
Well, being somebody who's probably been on these apps more than I need and shit, I do feel like they give you intention depending on what you're looking for. I know I'm a pro. You know what I'm saying? But. You know, I remember like going through these apps and realizing they even had dating apps for cuddling and shit. Like if I wanted to just find somebody to cuddle with, I can open up an app, go through a list of women and be like, oh, she looks cuddable. And then I get that, you know.
Cuddable?
Yeah, like you can pick somebody to cuddle with.
Like cuddling.
Yeah. So okay. So for me, it's about like.
You got to pay for that service or is that like mutual cuddle benefits?
It's mutual, I think. It's mutual.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, cool. But usually it's like this person is also offering their services. So sometimes you'll have to pay for the cuddles. I never paid for the cuddles, but like you might.
That's like a safe type of sex work. I ain't never heard of.
Yeah, I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Why would you not believe me? This is not a shake fact.
I believe you pay for.
How much cuddles cost? How much you pay for cuddles?
Yeah, how much you pay for cuddles?
My cuddles are free, nigga. So
you follow on your W-2.
I wouldn't sell my cuddles, but
I believe that, Flash.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, women would pay for that. They would have men come cuddle with them, or whoever come cuddle with them.
Anybody can be a cuddle.
Yeah, worldwide.
Yeah, I don't think men. I like cuddles and shit, but I cuddle after sex. So, you know, it's not going to work if it's we ain't fucking. So, for me, when it comes to these dating apps, I'm one person who have never had success on these dating apps. Like, I've made it as far as a conversation for like a day or two, and the shit just never worked. Like, I feel like a lot of people need dating app coaching, right? And because there's got to be something, because some of these niggas is having, like Flash was telling me, he was getting dates every other week on this shit. So I'm like, all right, let me go on Tinder and try to get this. I put my sexiest pictures up. You know what I mean? I changed up my profile about 3 times. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Happy, loving, and sometimes like the read. Yeah, I was making shit up. Six I was just going to put shit that people wanted to hear. Like, and I still, and then, you know, a chick will respond to me. And then I'd be like, hey, what's up? And then, you know, we speak for like a day or two, and then she cuts me off. And I don't know what I did wrong. Like, what happened?
Yeah,
what
you need support. Happened? I can tell you, like, I can tell you what you did wrong. What you did wrong. Maybe in another episode.
I was texting too long.
Invite me out. Like, we're not here to be pen pals. I literally have to put that on my page. Like, we're not here to be pen pals. I'm not FaceTiming you. Like, I'd rather meet up in person. Like, you need coaching, and that's why you're in a relationship. So yeah,
that's why.
When you're ready, I got
dating.
You.
I can't do online dating. I just can't get it. Okay.
Did you have something else, Mash?
No, I was gonna say, as far as Shake goes, I share the same experience. I've never been successful on dating apps. Luckily, I mean, I haven't really had to use them too often because I'm usually like from one relationship to another. But in terms of like accuracy, I fail like all the time. Never score 100% on a dating app.
100%.
And I thought maybe if I like take my internet personality from like Facebook and put it on Tinder, maybe it'd apply. It don't work. It's a certain type of recipe you need. And I don't know what it is, but exactly. Like I said, I'm good, so I don't really need it, so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So out of the 8,000 online dating services out there worldwide, the popular dating apps are Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, OkCupid, Match, Plenty of Fish, and Grindr. That's for the LGBTQ community.
Every last one of
Plus,
them.
Plus, yes. So those are the most Makes common. Sense. And usually...
Where'd you get your cuddles, Flash?
Yeah, tell us about your cuddles, Flash.
What site you use?
I didn't Feet get Finder. No, I tell you where I found it, but I didn't buy the cuddles though.
He said you bought them, bro. I said where'd you find them?
And
bro?
We think you bought cuddles, bro. And you stop looking for where you pay, how much you paid for it. Go into your bank account and see how much you paid, bro.
Chill. Now, all right,
so if I did pay for it though, just know that the app was called it was called Cuddler, CUDDLR, but now it's known as Spooner. SPOONR.
Nice.
But yeah, I remember seeing like this and I was like, oh, I said, this is a really cool app for people who just like wanna, you know, dry hump and shit.
Yo, Flash, are you okay with your woman spooning you? Like, are you okay with your woman being big spoon?
It depends. Not all the time. And the leg gotta be over my leg. Like, it's a certain position where I don't mind.
Okay, you like that.
It gotta be like on top of you.
It can't be like, you can't just be like thighs on my butt. just like, you can't pull me in like this.
Okay, gotcha. You're so crazy.
There's a preference in cuddling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yo, shout out to the tribe. If you ever wanted to get cuddled, we got a site for you. You can
exactly.
access that. I didn't know that was a thing, but you know.
Me neither. I had no clue.
There's a lot of dating apps out there. Yeah.
I had no freaking clue.
Everyone has preferences.
Thanks, Flash.
I don't know. Anyway. Why do I equate being Little Spoon to Rod and Bitch? I don't know.
Yo, chill out, bro. I like being Little Spoon. You better stop. I let you rock a minute ago. He was going in on my nigga, but I like it. All right. It's not riding, bitch. It's a very, 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 very comfortable position for everybody.
Anyway, so when you're on the dating apps, usually you have to fill out your profile. You have to say what your intention is. And so my question to you guys, tribe, is what's the ultimate goal in dating? Is it marriage for you? Is the ultimate goal marriage for you when you're dating?
What do you mean, like with these apps?
I mean, in general, like, are you dating to find like your person and get married? Like, I want to know, what's your ultimate goal? Is it marriage? Is it just to find, you know?
I'll go.
I'll go real quick. For me, dating leads to sex. Okay. Sex leads to more sex and steady sex. And, you know,
span set of peace.
Steady sex, okay.
Steady sex, right? And once you have steady sex, maybe that is going to lead to a steady relationship, okay? And then maybe that leads to a steady relationship of consistent sex that turns into possibly a marriage, but at the end of the day, or it could just be, you know, we just find joy with each other. And we stay with each other for a very long time. Or we're companions for life. I don't believe that marriage is the goal. And that's just me. And it's because I have been married. And, you know, I kind of believe marriage is for the birds right now. I'm one of those guys. I believe marriage is for the birds.
That's what he said.
But that doesn't mean that you won't be in a committed relationship.
I just don't really feel for marriage. Now, if I ever do get married again, it'll be because, you know, my lady really wants it. And I really care about her feelings. And I really care that she wants it. And I want to be able to give that to her. Now, is it my ultimate goal? No. Right. And I need y'all to understand. I said if I ever am in that situation again, or if I ever feel like that again, it would take a lot for me to get to that, because I'm being honest with you, the way marriages are going these days is fucking terrible. But you know,
statistics
that's
crazy,
not,
bro.
That's not the mm-hmm. question. That's not the question. But who else want to go?
I'll go. I think in actuality, for some, I'm going to speak of myself as well, but for some, the goal is to be married, right? You want to have a mm-hmm. partnership with the person. You want to build with the person. But I also kind of agree now, as I got older, looking at marriage, some people have been together, I mean, 30 years and not married, but they still have mm-hmm. that partnership with one another and haven't been married. So I kind of look at it the same way too. Like, yes, if we want to get married, I'm for it. But if we can be in a committed relationship and we're still building and we're okay with not getting married, I may consider that as well. You see mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But I think, you know, I may consider that with marriage going on, but the ultimate goal for me would be to be married, right? It would mm-hmm. be to be married for me, I'm saying. But I can also see the picture where if I look at the grand scheme of things, it's like, you know, if we're together and we're building and we're doing all of these things and we're both okay with that and we're both progressing and nothing is changing, really, do we have to get married? Mm-hmm. You know, so you look at it like that too. But I'm not opposed for it. I'm you know, either way, I'm good. But I think for the long term, yeah, I probably would want to be married.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's
yeah. I'll go. So I believe you said if marriage is the ultimate goal,
Or what is your ultimate goal?
Well, for me, when I'm dating, it's like I want to build the best type of connection with somebody that I feel empowers me. And mm-hmm. and I feel like choosing the right person is going to do that for you, especially if you're in just a certain place in your life. I also know that, yeah, I like consistent sex. And mm-hmm. I think of marriage as one of those things where if I'm going to do it with a woman, I generally think it's honestly more so for a woman, because I feel like I could be a companion and a lover for a very long time, and mm-hmm. I can do that without being married and still have the same type of care and love that I do for a woman. But then I also know, like, we live in a world where, you know, everything is proven by results, and you know, people will challenge how much you love a woman if you don't get married to her. And I guess my thing is this: if I'm gonna get married to a woman, it is gonna be because, like I said, she enhances my life, but also it's gonna lead to, in my opinion, hopefully, a consistent rapport with sex still. And then it should open up the doors for even more new shit. So I'm okay and I'm open to marriage, but I don't feel like it's the ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is building the best companion possible, or the best lover that I can.
Like
that
right. Yeah. I like absolutely. That answer, Flash. I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. I think a big part of well, what was the question? What was the ultimate goal in dating?
What's your ultimate goal?
Yeah, what's your ultimate goal? Is it marriage? Right. What is it? What's your ultimate goal?
I don't know if my
dating?
Ultimate goal in dating is marriage. I know my ultimate goal in dating is to be happy.
I know. That's what I was going
to
say.
To be a bulliant. Mm. Okay,
to be full of enthusiasm. That's
what he said. On your joint, just so you can't use it.
That's cool.
So continue.
That's cool. Yeah, you ain't shit.
Timed you out for 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. I think it's important for you to have happiness as the goal. Mm-hmm. Like Flash said, you know, marriage is a different type of situation. And when you think about the statistics when it comes to marriage, it's like staggering. You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I just looked it up in 2023, in the first 10 years of marriages ended in divorce, 33%. Mm-hmm. So that's 33%. 2023, wow. within the last 10 years, approximately 33% of people resulted in divorce. That's a hell of a number. That's wild. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And of that 66%, what about 20 years?
But it has nothing to do with you specifically, Mash. That's just a statistic, right? It has nothing to do with your relationship.
It has a lot to do with me.
If you're putting in the work in your relationship, how does that, you know what I'm saying?
It has a lot to do with me, because it's important that I'm aware of those things. You know, to be mm-hmm. ignorant of those things would be just foolish. And you can't be foolish when you're making decisions like that, because you have a lot to lose. You know what I mean? When you go into a marriage and it doesn't go well, mm-hmm. you know, it doesn't work. It doesn't benefit men in those type of situations unless you have prenuptial agreements and those type of conversations in advance, which I think is important to have if that's a concern for you getting into marriage. Right. I think mm-hmm. that's really, really important. But I can't be ignorant to that information. That would just be foolish. You know, I want to be happy. I want to make sure I'm getting consistent fulfillment in my relationship. you know, and that's throughout the duration of the relationship. And I hope that, you know, no matter what that looks like, that's just something that is the root of it. You know, I want to be ambulant in my relationships at all times during the duration of my relationship. Ding me. Mm-hmm.
It's a bullion, bro. It's a
just because he wasted that time.
Yep. That's all I'm waiting for using.
A bullion. I was trying to figure out what word to use. Ambulant? The hell is ambulant? I was like, ambulant? A bullion.
A bullion. All right. Well, you get the point.
You did.
Okay.
Well, I agree with Mash in this. For me, it's really about being happy, tribe. Like, yeah. Who wants to be in a relationship where you don't feel valued, your love languages are not being met? Like, that's that shit is for the birds. And that's why I feel like it's not about being ignorant to the statistics. It's knowing the statistics, but also knowing that I have to put work into this relationship.
Correct.
And I think that's why there's so much pee in the dating pool, because a lot of people are not focusing on those things. Maybe they're looking for someone to just fill a spot or make them happy, but you got to work on yourself. You got to be ready within yourself, I think. And that's what puts Pete in the dating pool. People that are just not ready, people that's just playing with your playing with your emotions, playing with your feelings, playing with your time. So yes, what were you gonna say, Flash, before I move on to the next subject?
I mean, you can't always say they're wasting, because you gotta remember too, dating is not necessarily for marriage. Like, I may just want to fuck you.
Okay.
And that's what, and they have dating apps where it's like, yeah, I'm just trying to put some dick in your mouth. Like, what's up?
Yeah, grinder.
You know what I'm saying? So, so this is why I say that, like, exists. The dating apps are cool, because you can find a.
I thought that was, isn't that the gay app though?
You said
grinder is a dating app for just, you know, LGBT people. Yeah.
You heard what he said.
But don't bring that up in my segment, though, TJ. I was talking about like a regular app.
But there's like even Tinder. People say Tinder is like that.
Why you gonna put my man Flash on grinder? Like,
sorry, I meant to say Tinder. Okay, sorry.
I thought plenty of fish. I thought POF was more, you know.
Disrespectful.
She put you on grinder, bro.
Tinder's like that. People say Tinder's like that too, but I'm gonna let him get to his point, and I'm gonna tell you what I think. But go ahead.
No, but this is what I'm saying. I agree with you, TJ. You should try to find the right type of dating interface for what you're looking for. But I don't necessarily feel like it's a waste of time, because I know women who personally just want to get digged down, and they're not into the lovey-dovey Gemini, whatever bullshit that you about to spew and shit. It's like they just literally want some dick, and that's it. So I said it to say, you know, nothing is a waste of time if you find exactly
what you're
looking for, like, and you communicate that.
And if you know what you want. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just feel like that would only be a waste of time for someone like myself and people that feel like there's pee in the dating pool is if we're not on the same plane, right? If you're saying what you want, and there's an option for that, especially on Hinge, because I'm on Hinge right now. The option is, you know, like figuring out my dating goals. You know, it says, what are you looking for? And if you're not putting to be in a serious relationship, if you're saying figuring out your dating goals, casual sex, put that shit out there. I think that's the important part, is that, you know, putting that out there and maybe having those conversations. So speaking of difficult conversations, my question is, when you do have these uncomfortable conversations, what are some of the topics? Like, what's an uncomfortable conversation for you guys when you're on a date?
Are you talking about on what? The first date or are we dating regularly?
Period. Like, you're dating someone and you've been dating for a while. What's some of the uncomfortable conversations that might come up? Like, are we going to start having sex without a condom? Like, is that an uncomfortable conversation? Or what do you want? Do you want to get married? Is that an uncomfortable conversation?
I think, this could be uncomfortable too, but it's real, right? You dating somebody, you may ask them, like, how long, you know, how many dates does it take before, you know, you get intimate with the person? That may be an uncomfortable question, but that's a valid question. You know, is it 4 dates? Is it a month? Is it 3 months? Mm-hmm. Is it 4? You know what I mean? So that topic can kind of be uncomfortable, but you also want to know, like, for that person, what it is for them, right? Because you want to make sure you're on the same page. Now, if they're telling you 6 months and you're like, hell no, I ain't going to sit here and date you for 6 months before I get the pussy. You get my pussy? So, yeah. I mean, those are things that could be a tough conversation, but they're real conversations at the same time.
I think chicks just be lying on their pussy all the time and shit. Like, they don't be 100% honest about
how fast they fucking niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this chick probably ran through hundreds of niggas in fucking college and shit. She that gonna tell you she only had two partners. Right. She gonna tell you she only had two partners and shit. So I feel like the bodies, the how many bodies you have, I don't feel like I'll ever get a straight answer from women as far as like what exactly the number is.
Does that question really matter to you, though? Does that question...
I mean, I feel like it would be an uncomfortable conversation for you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind having that conversation.
But do you care about it?
I don't know. I don't 100% care.
If I'm dating you, I care. If I'm dating you, I care.
So you want to know the number?
I care if I feel like you're lying about it. I care if I feel like you're lying about it. There you go. For me, I feel like one of an uncomfortable conversation would be like, you know, nigga, if I'm on a first date and a bitch is like, yo, nigga, how much you make? I'll be like, what? I'm gonna say that's financial. Excuse you, bitch? Like, who the fuck? How much do I make? I mean, a better question for that would be like, hey, what do you do? And then the bitch goes and does the math, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like,
how long you been doing that? You know,
exactly,
like,
what's
your rank in your position?
Don't come at me like, yo, what's your gross, your adjusted gross income on your taxes? Right. Don't tell me, don't ask me that. You know what I mean?
You know what I feel is an uncomfortable conversation?
What?
I feel like you... And maybe this is just an ego thing again, but I don't know if I would ever ask a woman how much dicks she's had simultaneously in terms of, do I want to know that? And if I did find out that it was more than one, how do I feel?
Because
in my heart, like, I feel like, damn, maybe I could accept a chick that took two, but then if it's like three plus, my nigga. I gotta dig deep.
Wait, she's been with three plus people? Wait.
No. I'm talking about simultaneously at the same time.
You're talking about the same time.
Okay.
Because I believe in like cool freakiness shit and it's standing third. This is what I'm saying.
It's a wild girl.
Yeah.
It's a wild girl.
Don't pull up at the family picnic. Don't pull up at the neighborhood.
You talking about trains? Like how many people she been with at one time? Oh, yeah. Okay.
How many cocks is in front of her face at any given moment? You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's a hard question to ask, and I'm not gonna ask all women that. And I've known I've been with women that have had like multiple cocks in their face. You know what I'm saying? It's just the reality of it. You run into these women sometimes, and sometimes, yeah, part of me can be judgy about that, but I'm also trying to. I think once again, I think three might be my breaking point. I think two might be like all right, was it a one time thing or was this like a consensual, like you was over their house every night, you know, with this, it depends.
Quick question to the ladies. Have you ever wanted to suck more than one dick at a time? Like, have you ever fantasized about sucking more than one dick ever? Like, has that ever been a thing for you? Oh my gosh.
Like double fisted.
I think curious. That's kind of,
no.
I have. Never. I have, see? And I think, but I have, I've never done it. I've never had a threesome.
No. We're just talking about the thought of it.
Like when I watch porn and I see that.
The thought of two dicks in my mouth?
Not at the same time, but like in between.
Like back and forth.
Back and forth?
One nigga just banging you on your head real quick. And the other nigga just...
One nigga hitting it from the back and then you turn around and you're doing the same position with the next dude.
I mean, that's different. After we just talking about sucking D part.
Wait. That's my problem with chicks. Chicks be like, oh, you know, I thought you was talking about this right here. And certain things disqualify.
No, she's
from
asking
that
for
situation.
Clarity. How is that an issue?
No, Shake, I am asking for questions.
He's just trying
no,
to
no.
make it seem like she's guilty because she's asking for clarity.
He's going somewhere. He's going somewhere.
I didn't have sex with him at the same time. I had sex with one this time, and then I went in the other one's room and had sex with him. So it was simultaneous.
That's not what she was saying, though.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. Because Mash asked a particular question about sucking D simultaneously. That's what he asked. And then you said something completely different. So that's why I'm like, that could be different. Mash asked about, have you envisioned giving head simultaneously to two people? That was his question.
And in Mo's head, it was like two dicks in her mouth at once. She could barely open her mouth for one.
I could barely open my mouth for one. That's why I was like, nah, I can't do two, nigga. That's why I said that.
So let's repaint the picture. It's not at the same time, at the same, you know, but you know, they take turns. Let's say you have two different types. You have two different preference of. Would you be all right with that?
Light skin and dark skin dick in the room. Yeah.
For me, I'll just be honest. When I'm watching porn, that shit is a turn on. Like, I'm thinking to myself, like, that's a turn on. And in my head, it's more of a turn on than it actually happening.
In reality.
For me, I've never had a threesome. I don't even know what it would be like to even be put in that position. I would have to feel super safe with the guys that I was with, that they weren't going to take advantage of me.
Beyond comfortable.
And things like that. But when I'm in my bed late at night and my Hitachi's there and, you know, I'm scrolling through Pornhub and I see that, I can definitely envision multiple dicks in my face, you know?
Like, oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, just like, ooh, that's a vision. That's a turn on in the head.
I agree. I was going to say in a fantasy, I could see it, but...
That conversation should happen on the first date. We should have those type of discussions with people on the first date.
No. I'm not having that.
I'm not having that conversation.
That's why you're in a relationship.
That's an uncomfortable conversation.
You would not. That's you would not.
TJ, that's why he never made it from the website. Facts. From the dating website.
Facts.
Because that's
his
thought process.
Dating app was like,
that's
his
thought process.
I need to know how much dick you suck.
That's not going
to
work.
Yeah,
right.
That's why people.
And my thing
you.
Is, you see how he just accessed us now? Like, yes, in a fantasy world, yeah, I probably can envision that. But I haven't done that in reality, right? So that doesn't mean I'm going to do it in reality. But yeah, if I'm. Like you said, if I'm fantasizing about it, yeah, and I have my vibrator, like, yeah, I can see, ooh, going back and forth, you know, but reality-wise, I've never experienced it. Yeah, exactly. That's why I said, yeah, reality-wise, fantasy-wise, yeah, I could probably see that. Absolutely.
So you'll be okay with dudes asking you on the first date, hey, what's your freakiest fantasy? Like, I want
to know.
Not on the first date.
No, not on the first date. I have asked that. Believe it or not, I don't like to go sexual.
Yeah, because that's how I feel, yeah.
Believe it or not, I don't like to go sexual, especially on the first date. It's just a little too much.
Yeah,
I will say, we did an episode one time and it was like, what's the freakiest thing you've ever done?
Yes.
I remember that being so fresh in my mind that I did ask that to somebody on the first date. And I had to make sure that I wasn't going to judge them after it because it was super, it was a lot. And I wasn't expecting it. You know, homeboy said he went to a sex party that was full of transsexuals.
Oh, wow.
And
wow,
I was
so
like...
You brought up that question?
Oh, ugh, wow. Why did you be just... Like, and I said, God, you know what? That's the root chakra. I'm supposed to be here right now. I was supposed to ask that question because that is a red flag for me. That's a flag on the play. And I literally asked him more questions. I was like, so... Did you participate?
Why is that a flag for you, of all people? Why is it a flag for you?
Because I'm not attracted to... I'm just not attracted to that. I'm not attracted to men that are attracted to other men.
Other men.
I'm attracted to women. I'm attracted to even sometimes like a masculine presenting woman. I'm attracted to men too. But although I respect men that are with other men, am I attracted to that? No, that's not my preference. So So when he shared that with me, I probed and asked more questions because I didn't want to assume. So I literally said, you know, did that mean that you participated or you were just there?
Yeah.
And he said he participated. And I said, and you felt you stayed erect and everything the entire time to do everything? And he said, yes.
Yo.
And I said, did you tell anyone? Because I want to know how open you are with this. Like, your friends know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, and he said, yes, his friends know.
Oh, wow.
And I said, what did they say? And they said, blank is a wild boy. And I said, okay, so your friends know that you're about that life. Okay. And your dick stayed hard the entire time to go through with it. You know, you weren't skeeved out by seeing balls. You know, so to me... God wanted me to ask that question, but that's not something I typically do on a first date.
Can I say something about that, TJ?
We don't kick shame on sophisticated.
No. We don't kick shame. We just tell our ultimate truths. But you know what? I feel like that's such a great question because that will definitely tell you if you just out of somebody's league. Like, because that's the moment where you get to say, like, all right, I need to walk away. Like, because there are things that are going to happen that I know I'm not ready for. I've understood women's sexual fantasies. Like, I love when women tell me, like, oh, you know, I've always wanted, like, you know, two dicks. And women have put me in their books as far as, like, okay, invite him over when, you know, I need a train ran on me or some shit like that. And I love that because it's like, damn, you get to be open and honest about, you know, what you want. And I think it's dope, but I also know, like, for women that I'm dating, based on that question and that answer, I also know, like, damn, this is going to be short-lived. I'm going
to
just be honest.
It don't have to be. It don't have to be. You might have just met your person because you like sex parties.
I do.
You like those ebullient things. You know what I mean? You like
a bully.
Okay,
a bully. She tried hard. That was good. You don't give a fuck about Mash, though.
He gave it to Mash. He gave it to her.
But no,
yo,
TJ.
Yo, go ahead.
My fault. Anybody got one?
No, I was going to say, for me, I feel like sex has to be brought up on a first date. TJ said she don't like
first
talking about
date.
Sex on a first date.
First fucking date.
No, hush.
That's okay, why you like get ghosted.
Needs to be brought
you
up
seem
on
too
a
bullying
date.
About this topic, Shake. And I don't think it should be brought up on no goddamn first date.
Yeah, I am. And I feel like women should get more comfortable with the talk about sex. And I feel like the conversation eventually needs to lead to some type of sex if that's where you want to go with it. And you need to see where they stand.
I
want to
say one thing.
Go ahead.
Just one thing really quick, Shake. I'm not disagreeing with you, right? Yes. While you're dating, a conversation about sex will come up. I'm just saying it shouldn't happen on the first date. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it should not come up. I'm just saying the first date, I don't think it's really appropriate on the first date. Maybe on the third date, because you don't even know. First of all, you don't even know if you're feeling this person yet. So
I might not even fuck you.
Yeah, I don't even know if I... So why am I going to have
my
a whole conversation
with you? My pussy not even wet for you and you already asking me about sex stuff? Like, my pussy dries up in that sense.
Exactly. All I'm saying is the first date, it may not, right? I'm just saying the first date, it may not be appropriate. I'm not saying not to have the conversation about sex because we got to be realistic here too. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying the first date, I don't think so. I said, in a part, I am agreeing with you, but I just disagree with it being on the first date. That's what I'm saying.
See, your problem is when you hear to talk about sex, you think about the way it comes out. My thing is you need to make it so casual in the conversation that she don't even realize she's talking about sex already.
Okay.
And you continue the conversation. That's how good you need to be with this shit. You cannot be weird about talking about sex with women. Right. You need to make it very casual. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then you can get into some of the nitty and gritty. Because to be honest with you, I need to have that sex conversation to make me understand
nobody's
whether I want to go out on a second
date
with you. Do I want to go out on a second date with you? Do I really want to spend more time on this? We need to talk about sex. And if you feel uncomfortable talking about sex on the first date, obviously, guess what? You're not on my level.
That's
so
exactly
we need to be somewhere.
It.
I need
that's
to be
exactly
somewhere
it.
Else. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Unless I made it uncomfortable.
I got a homie who don't take shorties on dates. You meet him on these apps, they talk, and when they had these conversations, they established all of those things in advance. So I think that it's important to just keep in mind that dates are a luxury for some people. Some people don't even get dates, and they still give up the box. Like this is just how some people move. Some people are more ebullient about it than others.
A bullet, but go ahead, we'll give it to you.
Give it to him.
I got it. He said it right.
I said it.
Yeah, he did it right.
Well, damn, I gotta fight for everything. I gotta fight for everything. Two for nail around this motherfucker. I love it though. Keep going. Let's go. I love it.
I think another uncomfortable conversation, well, two things is, and I've done this and I was like, oh shit, I fucked up. Cause he was cute and everything. He did have a child and I can't get it out of my head. I was in the military and one of my homeboys from the military, they're like my bros. And he told me, when you got a baby mama, you will forever be able to fuck her. Holes bar. Like forever. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to, you could always fuck her. And I was just like, really? So I'm on the date with the guy and I literally said to him, you still fucking your baby mama? Like, that was a very, that was uncomfortable for him. The way that he responded to me, I was like, you know, but that's an uncomfortable conversation. Another one is, where's your money going? Are you paying child support? Like, are you on child support? Like, that's a very uncomfortable conversation as well.
It is, but it's necessary.
Yeah. I think that conversation can happen, but you can do it differently. I would say, how involved are preparing all you and your kids? Like, do you raise your kids? Are you involved? I feel like that's a good way of prying without saying, like, do you pay child support? Like, do you see your kids?
Do you see them?
Do you make them breakfast? Like, are you like
I'm the
that?
Best parent ever.
Parent?
I see them once a month.
You know, I think that's important.
Right. Be like that.
Facts.
No, that's true.
I mean, if he sees the mom more than he see the kids, that could be a red flag.
That's a problem. Exactly. That's a problem.
And
that's
that happens.
Yeah.
That happens. It's the priorities. It's what they care about. But anyway, I'm going to move it along. I'm going to just say the next topic that I wanted to get into is that there's a difference between what men want and what women want. Actually, this is still on the same topic because, Shake, you kind of alluded to this a little bit when you said, my goal is just sex. You know, and, you know, a female's goal is, you know, ultimate relationship, possibly family, commitment, marriage. And so, Mash, you had a ratchet thought.
Mm-hmm. So
go
my
ahead
ratchet
and share your ratchet thought with the tribe.
My ratchet thought stems from some research that I conducted before this episode research. Because I too want to make sure I'm giving the best content possible to you, tribe.
Okay.
So Forbes did a study and they said males are more likely to have met someone on dating apps and it have led to an exclusive relationship 75% compared to 66% of females, right? Now, with that in mind, it makes me believe, my ratchet thought is, men and women have different perspectives when it comes to dating. Women date up, men date down. This is my ratchet thought. And I want to know if you agree or disagree, tribe. Or is this sophisticated ratchet? That's my ratchet thought.
And tribe, you guys know ratchet thoughts. They're very similar to burner questions where we ask you a question. Well, no. Mash says his thought and you say whether you agree by saying yes, disagree by saying no, or sophisticatedly ratchet. And so for me, and while everybody else runs to get their burner questions that you can get for free too, by the way, tribe, all you got to do is DM us and we'll send you some cards. But what's your answer to that? Women date up and men typically date down. And I am going to say the same. So I, TJ, said sophisticatedly ratchet. Flash says sophisticatedly ratchet.
No time.
Mo says sophisticatedly ratchet. And yeah. Shake, what's your answer,
just,
Shake?
Hold on, I just got here. What was the question?
So it's Mash's ratchet thought that women usually, they typically date up. And for men, they typically date down. And
no, not typically. Not typically. Men, okay. Women date up and men date
you
down.
Sound like a shake back. When you take out the typically.
It's my thought. It's my thought.
Okay. He's bullying about that. Everybody take a drink.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
Trying to play today.
Said it right.
Mo, did you say it today too?
I sure did say it today.
I love how ebullient everybody. Ebullient. A bullying everyone is.
Just remember the word bull.
That's how I remember it. Bull.
Ding me again, please. Let me get my.
Y'all got
but it was a cool down. You don't get that point, though.
Yeah,
we all said our answers. We was just waiting for Mash and Shake.
The question. Oh.
Mash gave the ratchet thought. He don't need
to. Oh, okay. So yeah, it's obviously him. So.
But my answer is yes. I don't have my card on me right now, but it's yes.
That's fine. Go ahead. Tell us why.
Oh, my answer is I agree with Mash because it's true. I mean, men are okay with dating women who aren't financially on the same level as them because, you know, one of the episodes Mash had stated that we don't ever worry about their finances because we don't have access to their finances.
Facts.
But we can never think about having access to their finances. I agree with that.
So
I'm just worried more. I want to find a woman who has drive, though. I want to find a woman who's not complacent where she is and actually wants to do something with herself. I don't want nobody who's not doing anything, but I can definitely work with a woman who is not at the top right now and she's trying to get there. You know what I mean? And so when you say dating down, yes, even if I'm at the top of my career, right? But I think that's different when it comes to women. I think women don't want to date that guy who's still, you know, in
figuring
the,
it out.
Exactly.
Figuring
they don't
it
wanna,
out.
They don't
want
to date that guy.
Who's figuring it out.
And I'm not saying all women, because, you know, you can't say all women. Some women are just, they'll date anybody. But, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying for the majority, women, especially on these dating sites that I keep not getting no dates on. when I used to be on it, you know, let me preface it with
R-F-B.
When I used to be on it, you know, I feel like they're looking for a certain type of guy. They're looking for a certain type of profile that shows that, hey, you know, that this guy is a little bit like up here. They don't want to just date anybody. You know what I mean? They want to look for the guy who has his career going for him, who has good looks. I feel like women just have too many fucking, what's them joints called?
Checklists.
A checklist. I feel like their checklist
items
is way
checklist.
Too long for some of the guys, for the guys that they're trying to meet or to get that guy who is actually going to be a good guy for them. And, you know, sometimes they need to shorten that list up. Women have
Be realistic.
List.
Right.
Yeah, well, and women have a longer list.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead, Mo.
Okay. So I said sophisticatedly ratchet because I can see this two ways, twofold. Mm-hmm. I believe that, and it's your ratchet thought, Mash, but I also see men that date above their league, right? That they want to go after the girls who got their body done, the girls that's wearing that, and they think that they can afford that. And they tend to go for those girls instead of a regular chick who works a 9 to 5 and who's doing those things.
Date or date. Hit on?
I'm saying
hit on
date.
Or date.
I don't think chicks that got their body done is dating up. No,
that's
to some dudes.
I think
it
chicks
is.
Who got their body done are not dating down. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Chicks who got their body done are not looking for niggas who work at Wendy's.
Not at all.
They're not looking
for that nigga. He's looking for her, sure.
I'm not talking about her looking for him. I'm talking about there's men
right.
who should not. That to me is dating up, right? Because you said women date up, men date down. So there's men that would try to date up by dating someone of that stature, mm-hmm. right? That's what I'm saying. I said I could see it twofold. I also see where females are dating down and building their guy, right? Because they see that he may have the potential to do something, right? They may not be on the same financial level, but because she's backing him, they're able to create something together when they're building. That's when they're dating as well. That's what I'm saying. I see it two ways as well. I just don't see just overall women dating up and overall men dating down. I can see
I agree either which way. Why are you laughing so hard, Flash? Go ahead. Yeah. What's the philosophy? What's the philosophy?
No, because I'm laughing because I am thinking like what Mo is saying and what dating up to me would mean. Because, you know, I have these fantasies sometimes and I'll be like, oh, yeah, man, I would love like a, you know, a Halle Berry or something back in the days in this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. When I think about it, I would probably, if I was to get put in that situation the next day, I'd just be sitting there like, all right, all I can do is fuck. Like, this is it. This is all I'm
This is it,
for.
Right? That's all I could give.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have enough money to buy you half the shit you have already. You know what I'm saying? And I get that. And At the same time, I've never been in that experience where, granted, I've had probably like little sugar mamas and cougar mamas here and there that wanted to buy me shit, but I've never been in a relationship where, if we're talking about financially, that a woman is providing for me at a certain extent. However, I did say sophisticatedly ratchet because I think people's perspective of dating up is very all over the place and nuanced because from a man's perspective, we apply, like we can say that because, oh my gosh, like yes, her financial state is not something that I would take a look at. But when I think of dating up or down, I only want to date women that technically still kind of are up, and it doesn't have to be in like the financial sector. For me, it could be, you know, she's got maybe some type of spirituality about her, some type of essence or how she loves nurturing, whatever the case is, because for me, that's still dating up because it allows me to enhance a lot of the shit that I do around my life and how I connect with her. Because if I'm with the right type of woman, everything increases, even from my income, her income, and a lot of the other shit that we're doing. So when I think about dating up, technically, yes, I always want to date up, but I also know there are levels of women who maybe I'm also ready for in my life. And sometimes you got to date around something that seems more realistic because certain changes, if you just go from a common dude and you dating a superstar or some shit the next day, you may not even know what the fuck to do. You know what I'm saying? With that type of lifestyle, that type of person. But I do believe there are certain traits that I don't look at women where I'm like, I can judge you so harshly on this. And that's why I can't date you. But I date, it is what it is. That's how I feel.
I actually agree with that, Flash, and I would actually add to that and say it's really, and that's why I said sophisticatedly ratchet. Wait, did you already go, Shake?
Yes,
he was the first one.
Okay. I actually agree with that, Flash, because I think what comes into it is preference. And that's why I said sophisticatedly ratchet. Yeah. Everybody's preference is different. So the things that matter to me may not matter to you. And like I said, as a woman, and I think when we brainstormed this episode, I said this then, and I'm going to make sure I say it on this episode to represent and sit and say that preference really does matter. From a woman looking at a man's perspective, I know that you guys are very physical. You like sex. You want your girl to look bad. But do you choose the one with the PhD that's not as attractive? Or do you choose the one that has the fat ass? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you choose? And then also, let's also talk about the one with the fat ass may not be the one that's giving you words of affirmation, that's cooking for you, that's sucking your dick every night. So what is up? What is down? Like, it's all about perspective, and it's all about your preference. You know what I'm saying? And what matters to you? Yes, I would prefer someone that was financially in a, you know, a good place so that, you know, it's less work. It's less work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's carrying the load. What if I do want to be in my feminine energy? What if I do want to have kids? And does that mean I'm going to have to like, because I'm watching some of my friends and this is a real topic. You know, mm-hmm. you have a baby, 9 months of carrying a baby is a lot. I know bitches that are working until their very last day that they drop that baby. And then they now have to deal with why I only get 3 months to be with this newborn that is sucking the life out of me that I don't even know myself anymore. So it's a lot. And if I had a partner that could sustain, and I'm looking at some of my friends and their partners are not in a position to support them. Mm. You know, like they have to think about, I got to go back to work. I got to figure out childcare, you know, and so financially from a woman's perspective, that matters to me. Like I would want to be with someone that would be able to hold me down until I could get back to my body, get back to myself, especially after having a child. So I think some women do think about that if they're thinking about family, when they're thinking about ultimate goal of family and marriage. But I think preference and what was the other word that I was looking for? Whatever. It matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you're a single mom. Now you're a single mom.
Is that a song?
Yeah, and it happens. And it happens.
You seem too ebullient about that, Shake. That was too much.
Yeah.
You seem so fucking excited about that bullshit. Oh, now you're a single mom.
Why would you be so
excited about that?
That's interesting. Yeah. No, it's actually a TikTok meme. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
But I think I that the statistic itself that that men are 75% more successful than females. Like, why do you think that is? It's
patriarchy.
I know why. Because I feel like when men are ready, they're fucking ready. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been meeting a lot of guys on the app that are ready and they have their long list. Shake, you was thinking that women have their long list. Men have their long list too.
Well, men are ready. They got a list.
When they're ready. And a girl talked about this on Instagram the other day. She was like, yo, I'm watching my brother. He spent 7 years with one chick.
Yes.
It was engaged to her, you know, nothing like that. And he met this new chick and they've been dating for under a year and they're engaged. He's engaged. Planning their wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so I really feel like it's when many men are actually ready. You know, there's a lot of men that just want to fuck. There's a lot of men that are just not ready for that ultimate goal. And then you have to wait for them to just be ready.
Right. Correct. I agree.
I wonder what the difference in the woman was, too. I bet she was pretty different than what he was used to.
Yeah.
For him to make that change.
Possibly. I mean, possibly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You know? It could be. Her setting boundaries, like...
You know what else? A lot of times, you know, men, while we're dating, we look at things we're dealing with the women that we're dating right now to create this list of things that we don't want to have to fucking deal with. All right. Like I'm sitting here like, do you have a close relationship with your baby? Oh, wait, do you have a baby father? Do you have a close relationship?
How many do you have?
Like, are you arguing with your baby father all the time? How often does this nigga come by? You know what I'm saying? Like, what else? What else? you know what I mean? Do you have any thoughts of like, do you expect me to take care of you?
That's because you got good credit. That's her credit score.
Crazy. Because, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, our experiences with women help us figure out when we are ready, you know, what we're looking for in a woman. And I think maybe that's why it's so much easier for guys to find a woman, because we know what we're looking for, right? We know exactly the type of woman we're looking for, and we are not, and I'm not going to say we don't compromise on that. I'm just going to say we know what not to fuck with, right? We know the type of chick we're not going to... Because chicks or some women... I know this woman out there that's like, you know, why is it never me? And I know this is going to trigger some women. But, you know, why is it never me? Why is it never me? Like, you got to figure out what's the reason... Maybe we need to actually create that app, that dating app, where, you know, people can actually make comments about why they broke up with you. We was actually talking about it.
Relationship contract.
Actually, you can start figuring out, like, what it is about me
what's
that
the Kelly
I can
Blue
never,
Book value
I'm never this guy. I'm never the one who's in the relationship with this guy. I know some women that'll say, after a guy dates me, he always finds it. The next woman, he's super
super serious yes. about. And it yep. always happens. It always happens that happened. Way for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you need to figure out what is it about you that he doesn't want to be serious with you, right? What are you doing wrong, right? What's the consistency in this relationship?
But you don't also have to internalize why somebody didn't want to take you seriously. That's not your issue, sis.
Right.
No, I get
you know,
it.
I don't
I
want
get
any
it.
Of us to take that on. But it is important that we do self-reflect. Mm-hmm. So I agree yeah. with you. I agree
But if
with
it's
you
multiple
to
men,
extent.
That also matters, too. If it's a lot.
No,
if
it does
if
not.
It's
you're learning a lot
guys.
About yourself, and you're learning yeah. about your boundaries as right. well. Like, and I only say that for myself because I feel that way. I'm learning yeah. so much about myself, and there's a lot of things that I would have settled for and allowed in my relationship. I have to cut the ties. I have to, like, mm-hmm. honor my boundaries and allow mm-hmm. other people to respect my boundaries. Because if they continue to do it and I stay with them, then that doesn't help them and it doesn't serve me either.
True.
Right.
True.
So I think, you know, that's a little ambiguous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you.
It's ambiguous.
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Anyway, this was a very good episode. Wait. There's a lot of people. There's
list.
So many questions
There's
that
still
we
a lot
did.
More.
Wait, we
could
do
a part
two. Yeah, we got part two.
We'll do the next one. The next one.
Yeah, we're going to have to do yeah. multiple right. layers of this pee in the dating pool tribe, and we'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Make sure you review this episode. Thanks. Tell us your comments. Every time I listen to an episode with a friend, they're always like stopping the episode just to tell me what they're thinking. Tell us what right. you're thinking in the comments right now, tribe. Make sure you hit the like button right now, the follow button right now, the subscribe button right now, and share us with a friend
also,
right now. What up, Flash?
Also, tell us what city you're from and how's the pool
yeah.
in your city? You know,
nice.
We're very
What's
ebullient to learn about right. how pissy other pools are. You know what I'm saying? Because I definitely say as a resident of Atlanta right now,
I can tell you,
it's got some blue in the water, little here and there. You know, you can see where people pee, but yeah.
Okay, it's
a little blue in the water.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, in New York, we got syringes and shit. What's the word of the week, Mom? What's
the word of the week? Okay, so the word of the week. Everybody actually said the word of the week twice. Except for Flash, who just right there at the end came in with his third one. So Flash.
Look at that. Pause that clap.
I just want to take a second to not recognize Flash and his win, but more so recognize everybody's engagement. I'm glad everybody got more involved with the word of the week today. That made it more fun. Yeah. Clap it up, team. Good job, everybody, with Flash.
Hey, boo,
good
boo,
job,
boo, flash, boo,
with
flash,
flash,
boo.
I'll sip to that. And if you have make sure you sip to that, too.
Sip to that.
Let's expand our vocabulary because we're sophisticatedly ratchet.
Exactly.
Tribe, you can check us out everywhere you hear podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You can just ask. We drop new episodes every Wednesday everywhere you hear podcasts, so make sure you check us out, share us with a friend, and then hop over to our social media. We're on IG at So Ratchet Podcast, we're on TikTok at So Ratchet Podcast, we're on Twitter at So Ratchet Pod, we're on Threads at So Ratchet Podcast, and of course on YouTube, where you can see our beautiful and handsome faces, where you need to subscribe right now, meaning hit the follow button, hit the subscribe button right now. It's So Ratchet Space Podcast. Thank you for allowing us to be your number one podcast, and thank you for being you, Tribe. You sophisticatedly ratchet. Nice.
Love you, Tribe. We'll see you soon.
Please. We love you, Tribe. Please.
Thanks for listening to the Sophisticatedly Ratchet podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the episode. Do you agree? Disagree? Tell us how you really feel. You can email us at soratchetpodcast@gmail.com. We release a new episode every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We also go live on YouTube the first Wednesdays of each month. Please be sure to subscribe and follow us on IG, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube. Go to the srpodcast.com to link to all our social media platforms. Don't forget to like and share our episodes with your fellow sophisticatedly ratchet friends. See y'all next Wednesday.